from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I don't know what's going on with any of it.
Afternoons on the Score.
Welcome back, Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. Thanks again to Daniel Van Kirk for coming in studio. Excellent suggestion by a texter, like recreating classic Doug moments. The next one is choking out Bernsey. That's a good one to recreate.
I think
I'll do it.
I was thinking about him as Buffon, oh, but that works.
Okay, yeah, that's fine, too.
But
yeah,
we can't have Daniel stray far from the microphone, so maybe you could do the object work, Shane, by physically choking out Bernsey.
And Dan can grunt.
Dan can grunt and, yeah, and do the voice. Yeah, I don't know what Doug was saying in the midst of all that. We'd have to ask Dan.
Something, little buddy. I don't know. That's good.
Probably something like that.
Yeah.
I think the point was nothing. You just kind of did it.
Yeah.
It's just that the animal gene kicked in. Neanderthal gene.
All right, so if Wani and Doug Buffon have wanted to or have done the act of choking out Dan Bernstein, how does Dan not have any mirrors in his house? Like, he should be looking inward.
That he's the
if
the,
both
he's
of
the
those very good guys wanted to choke him out and one of them did it. It's a Dan problem.
Well, you know, I was thinking about Doug today in advance of Dan's appearance, and I think it's true of Wani as well. Like, football, a notorious game for being filled with tough people. Those are two of the sweetest humans I've ever encountered.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Both Wani and Doug, and that kind of lets you know, like, what can be possible in terms of being able to flick the switch within that sport.
Do you flick the switch or flip the switch?
Great question.
I'm more of a flipper myself.
Flip it.
You don't flick it.
No, yeah. You flip it.
No, you flick a. Yeah, and you flick
no, you
other
don't.
Stuff.
Yep.
No, you don't.
No, you did not.
No, you don't.
But isn't it sort of poetic that those two guys who are so sweet and kind yet still are football players both wanted to beat the bejesus out of Dan Bernstein?
Did Wani just hate him or did he want to beat him?
The former.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the former.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I mean that's this business on some level.
Yeah, it's good. That means Dan was doing a good job.
Well, yeah, and it also means that Dan is of a different profile than the football players. You know?
You think?
I think so.
What was your first Lou? How is Dan different than an NFL player?
Well, how long you got?
The category is characteristics that make Dan Bernstein different than your average NFL player.
Well, it's interesting. Like the nerdy numbers wonk prototype is largely unwelcome in a football universe more than it is in baseball. And now in basketball, too, in some other sports.
The czar of 670 in the Score. And, of course, we're talking about Mitch Rosen.
Mitch Rosen has entered the studio.
He's the executive producer of the Chicago Cubs radio network, by the way.
That's true.
You showed some respect.
We're in the presence of greatness.
Can I tell a quick Doug story? I kind of caught in the middle. I was on a Zoom. One of my first weeks at the Score, I have family friends I grew up in Skokie with, the Leibovitz family, and they own a pawn shop. I don't even know the name of it.
Irish people?
Yeah, okay. Good Irish people from Skokie. Do you know the Doug Buffon Golf Club the pawn shop story?
I don't think I do.
Okay. And I've been here almost 20 years. So Doug and I are working together, and I got a call from, I think, Paul or Danny Leibovitz, and they said, you work with Doug Buffon now? I said, yeah. They said, we just got a set of golf clubs in here. A guy tried to pawn them. And written all over the bag is Doug Buffon in Bears colors. So I did not know Doug that well. I said, hey, Doug, come on in. What do you need? I said, I got a call from a friend of mine who owns a pawn shop. Did you lose a set of golf clubs? Oh, our garage got broken into. He goes, I've been looking for my clubs. I said, well, my friend the Leibovitz family has your clubs. So, yeah, somebody tried to pawn Doug's club. So I just want to add that to the buffoon story.
That's amazing. Great.
Yeah. Can you do your Doug impression again?
Yeah, compare it to Daniel Van Kirk's.
Hey, yeah, I lost my clubs.
It's not very good.
Is Doug Buffon here?
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
It's the end of the day for me. Ask me anything, I'd say yes.
All right, so as long as you're here, let's do a quick ask me anything. Ask Mitch anything.
No.
Yes. Can I go to Tokyo and be part of the Cubs broadcast?
Yeah, start taking Rosetta Stone and learn Japanese.
Can we? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can the show go to Tokyo along with the Cubs to do great live radio?
Sorry about that, Danny.
Can Speaks do pre-post in the fifth in Tokyo?
Oh, yeah, he can do pre-post in the fifth, but the show
Danny has done a lot of things for you with the Cubs.
That's true.
He's earned all of it, but I think the show should go to Japan so we can have some sushi. And you could do the broadcasting. I'll just eat.
We should go to Japan to paint a picture for the listeners of what it's like for the Cubs over there. What do you think about that for next March?
We will. It's under consideration. I'm already in conversations with our sales department about doing some type of trip, but I think it would be great radio, great content.
I think it'd be incredible radio. Mm-hmm.
What time is it in Japan right now, Shane? Can you look that up, please?
It would be...
Just look it up?
Well, I think like 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Would you rather just guess or would you rather look it up?
Why don't you look it up?
Because I'm on the air.
It's almost 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow, a show
no
in the
problem.
Future. Play some bets while we're there.
Got tomorrow's newspaper today. Unbelievable. All right, so you're working on some kind of trip to go along.
Yeah, I mean,
for the listeners.
Very beginning, we didn't know till 3 hours ago that we did not have a head. Did you have a heads up from your Cubs?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
well, thanks for sharing it with us.
Oh, you know more than me.
Sometimes.
You always do.
Sometimes.
You're the king of knowing stuff.
It'd be an early show for us. It's because it's 5:50 in the morning right now.
That's fine.
So we'd be on the air.
We're doing an overnight show.
Right, we'd be on the air 3 a.m. local time.
Phenomenal.
You're doing 24 hours on August 15th. What are you complaining about?
I'm available.
Uh-huh.
I'm available. If it includes travel and accommodations in Japan, I'll broadcast whatever the hell you want me to.
So if you could only, if there could only be three from this show, who would go?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well,
I'm giddy today.
I think it'd be me and Danny and Peter Hansen.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You guys aren't taking Robbie?
Well, obviously, I
the
thought
future?
A combination of the two of your skill sets, a little bit of he just called him the future. You know,
he's talking about when the show would be when we're over in Japan. That's all he was doing.
Interesting.
That deserved a rim.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Shot, but that's okay.
Well, you don't like Kobe beef, right, Shane? So we'll bring Tanny.
Well, I think Kobe beef is a ripoff.
Right. So
when he went down in that helicopter, irresponsible.
So I guess.
Shane, dump it.
Those cops took pictures of it, too. Like, man, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
So we'll have Tanny over there. It'll be great. Some baseball.
Mitch, didn't you hear Johnny B earlier in the 2 o'clock hour say that all he had to do was go to Jimmy DeCastro and say, hey, they opened a Hard Rock in Australia. We should go. And Jimmy said yes.
25 years ago when it was high school with money, Shane. Things have changed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a texter suggests Score Dojo in Tokyo.
What is that? Is that a house?
I believe that is a house, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it is. Yeah. Score Dojo.
It's not a bad idea.
Let's try to get back to Arizona
house.
First.
Yeah. In the middle of Score Street.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is the craziest contract incentive that any host has ever asked for in lo your many years of radio?
Well, we went over this yesterday via text. Well, you wanted Cubs tickets in 2016.
It was 2017.
I thought it was 2016.
The fall of 16, mm-hmm. headed into the 17 okay. season. Yeah, I asked for some Cubs
and
tickets.
You admitted on the air signing bonus.
Yeah, I did.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. Have people gotten signing bonuses though before? Of course they did.
And Molly, Big Dog, come on.
No.
No.
Not Molly.
Oh, okay.
Me and Tanny gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tanny and Shane. Mm-hmm. Digging into the draft.
Yeah. Yeah. Thought the signing bonus would be a nice gesture. Mm-hmm. It's just an idea.
A little something, something.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the effort.
A little restaurant script. Portillo's, Wildfire.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. And then, yes, the car that was crashed. Yeah. He gave us that.
With the invoice in the glove compartment for $7,000.
That's a good one.
Forgot one little thing.
When are we going back to Scorehouse in Arizona?
I'd love to. You know, we have a great market manager mm-hmm. now who's open to promotions, Kevin Cassidy. So, yeah, we like to have fun again. So I think we should do it.
Kevin Cassidy, big baseball guy, too.
Yeah, big radio, big fun guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he likes fun.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot like Crane Kenny, actually. They share that.
That's true.
A love for fun.
Yeah, winning is fun.
Yeah, I think you Ozzie Guillen.
And?
Fun is winning.
Right.
Fung is winning, excuse mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
I realized I didn't come down to your office. You had said to stop by.
Yeah, I've got a little update.
I forgot to do the stuff.
It's all right.
I apologize. Yeah.
I'm leaving. We can talk tomorrow.
I'll walk out.
Oh, it's time for a break. You guys can chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody have anything else to ask Mitch? An impromptu ask us anything?
Tanny,
you got anything?
Any supper clubs? Wisconsin?
No, we're good. Yeah, I don't want to be a burden on your time. You know, you got to deal with the talent, so I don't want to take up too much time.
Well, he's the senior audio producer, and what was the other title he gave you in the Sun-Times?
Head of Special Projects.
Head of Special Projects.
That one right now.
Special projects.
He has a special title.
I know. I love it. He should have more.
You made up a title for him.
He's
a
sap and a hosp. That's
and
awesome.
Shane is still shaving his beard for the Radiothon for charity.
Yeah. Absolutely not. No, there's plenty of other money going to cancer. I do not have to sacrifice.
Yeah.
You had to bring up cancer.
It's very big.
But the Radiothon is for cancer.
It's not for cancer.
I'm sorry. We don't want people to get cancer research. I know I said Radiothon. That was a very fluid word. But if you're getting an email from Mitch, we're talking about a guy named Radiothon.
Thong.
You're going to wear your radio thong
Two
for
words,
24
radio
hours.
Thong.
Mm. August 15th. All right. Thank you, Mitch.
No, thank you, guys.
Mitch, okay. Nice to see you.
We'll see you in
Spigs.
Japan.
Goodbye.
Congratulations.
I'll see you in Japan.
Our most interesting non-85 Bears team next on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.